Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle.
Good morning, all you hard workers. You did it. You yawned, you stretched, you got out of bed, and one of the first things you did today was make one of the best decisions you're going to make all doggone day long. Why is that? Because you're listening to me on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Gosh, this is good. You know what this show is about. All you frequent listeners know that this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? That's you. That's your parents. That's your kids. We're all intertwined with the workforce one way or another. Some of us are working. Some of us have worked, and maybe we're retired. Some of us are going to work, and we all need some advice, right? That's just the way it is. We need an income to generate money, to pay the bills, to give us the lifestyle that we want. So we work, and we work hard. And this show, what I do is I give you tips to help you to be more effective and productive. My guests do, too. And my guests are always some of Jacksonville's most influential people, and this week is no different. And I'm excited to tell you who we have, and that's going to come in a minute. But, you know, I'd share personal stories about, you know, my career. My career is a journey just like yours. It's not a destination. And the stories that I tell you, sometimes I tell you where I've taken a left where I should have taken a right. I tell you where I stumbled and maybe stepped in it along the way. But I don't do it to beat myself up. I tell you these things, and then I tell you what I should have done and what you should do to avoid the pitfalls, right? That's going to help you. That way you don't step in it and you have a nice career. All right, guys, and the story I'm going to tell you today, if you're not in LinkedIn with me or you don't follow me on social media, I highly recommend you do. I'm all over the internets. Follow me on Facebook, on Instagram. Link in with me, too, right? You Pete the Job Guy. It's real easy. You just go to Pete the Job Guy. Follow my website. I put a lot of information out there. Link in with me. I'm not just Pete the Job Guy. I'm Pete Langlois, L-A-N-G-L-O-I-S. Link in with me because I put out information each week via my social media, and they're little tips to help you along the way. Sometimes they motivate you to get through a tough time, or I, you know, explain how to deal with a difficult situation. But make sure you follow me, link in with me, friend me, whatever you want to do. Pete the Job Guy, Pete Langlois, and that way you'll get to see some of this great information that I put out. One of the things I put out this week, it was on my and all my social media, but it's read like this. Perhaps you were not as productive as you wanted to be this morning. Go out and crush it for the remainder of the day today. You got this, with an exclamation point. And in the image, I kind of had a picture of a football player, pardon me, but it's football season. I like football. I played football, doggone it, so I made a sports analogy, and I'll do that from time to time. But my quote here is, and this is an important one, break your workday up into quarters. You can still come out on top, even if you have a poor quarter. Now think about that. And if you break your day up from 8 to 10, let's say 10 to 12, and then maybe 1 to 3 and 3 to 5 or whatever your work hours are, you got four quarters to the game or to your work day. Just like a game, just like the Jaguars, they don't show you a Q1 that makes any sense. But you know, they come back in Q2, Q3, and they're in it to win it right to the end. You know, I encourage everybody to always start your day strong. Tackle so many things. You move at a pace that others are unwilling or unable to move at. Get after it. But sometimes maybe you didn't close that deal, or your activity wasn't on par with what you wanted it to be in that first quarter. Don't let it, you know, shake it off, doggone it. Rub some dirt on it and get out there and give it your best shot, because your day isn't defined by that one quarter. You compartmentalize it is what I tell you to do. I give this advice to people, and you know I'm a career expert. I've been doing this for so many doggone years. If you compartmentalize your day, you know, there was this thing that was said a while back. If you're going to give a performance review, never give it in the morning, or never give negative feedback to a salesperson first thing in the morning. because you're going to take their head out of the game. There's something legitimate about that. People do. They get their, it takes their head out. They feel like, oh, my God, I got this negative and the rest of my day is shot because of it. And then they're calling other people and emailing, oh, you know, it just happened. I had, and it just wastes so much time. Guys, compartmentalize your day. Break it up into quarters. Always do your level best, your very best you can. But I'm going to tell you, don't be defined by one poor quarter, because you can go out there and get it and make it happen. All right, that's what I wanted to tell you today. And I'm jumping down off my soapbox. I'm going to land on the floor, do a split, jump up and a twirl. None of that is happening. I don't know what I'm even saying. Guys, my guest today, again, some of Jacksonville's most influential people. And I got two superstars here with me today. All right, let me introduce them. The two folks that I have today are Collins Lanier. Welcome to Hard Work. Repeat the
Thanks,
job, guy.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Good to be here again.
You know what I should say is welcome back.
Not yeah,
welcome.
There you go. Come
You're
on now.
This old hat for you.
And routine
I also
for
have,
me.
I have Cole Harrison here with us today. Welcome to Hard Work with Pete the Job Guy, Cole.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Looking forward to it.
Good, good. Well, we're going to have a good show because you know what? Today, these both of these guys are with Hardin, all right? And they handle employee, their employment or employee benefits experts, really, is what you guys are, especially when you get into companies that are, what, around that 50 to 200 employee size?
Yep.
Yeah. And I know you help clients when it comes to medical, dental, vision, and an array of employee benefits. Is that right?
Yeah, that's essentially what I do on my side. Cole, which I'll let him speak to, is on our commercial side as well. But yeah, really the 50 to 200 space is what we help you with. And it's there's so much more when it comes to benefits than just your medical and dental. I mean, there's paid time off, there's, you know, pet insurance, which is surprising nowadays, but there's just so much more that goes into it. But yeah, that's really what we specialize
well,
in.
Well, I'm really glad because right now, you know, given this time of year, people have it's concerning, and there's frustrations out mm-hmm. there, there's changes, there's new stuff, and employers need to know, and they need to know, you know, what's out there, what's going on. They need to talk to some experts, and I'm glad you guys are here to help clear up some of the ambiguity and help people to be less frustrated. And I'm going to start with you, Cole. You know, tell us about Hardin.
Mm-hmm. So, yep, Collins and I both work for Hardin. Hardin is the largest privately held broker in the state of Florida. We've made a decision several years ago to stay private. We have three different divisions: commercial insurance, which I'm a part of, employee benefits, which Collins is a part of, and personal lines. So we really have the full gambit to support and take care of our clients, not just from their businesses, but also on the personal side. Through those three silos, we really focus on three kind of industries, if you will: healthcare, real estate, and construction. And we really just focus on our clients looking at long-term goals and vision and doing what we can to support them to grow their business, but also mitigate the risks that their business is subject to.
Great. Yeah, and to piggyback off of that, I think what really kind of separates us is there's the X's and O's of the insurance, right, which we are really, really good at. But it's really understanding what our clients and what our prospective clients are looking for down the line, not just this year, but 3 years, 5 years down the line. That's really what we kind of look forward to.
Right, right. And Hardin has such a great name in the market.
I tend to agree with you on that.
Yeah. I don't think there'll be any arguments with that from you guys or any other folks. I mean, yeah. It's a household name in Jacksonville. Well, let me ask you this, too, because this kind of, you know, a show kind of dealing with the workforce of today and tomorrow, you know, statistically looking, there are way more open jobs than there are people that are in the market looking. There's a labor shortage out there. And if from a statistics standpoint, there's probably 7.5 million jobs that are open right now, yeah. And a million less, 6.5 people that might be in the job market. And this goes, this statistic is mind-boggling when you think
really
the
is.
Department of Labor has been keeping statistics for about 20 years now. And this has been going on, this labor shortage has been going on for just about a year right now. It's mm-hmm. unprecedented. How is this labor shortage impacting you?
Well, I can speak to the employee benefits side. You need to attract and retain employees. It's very, very important for you to have a benefit package that is important to everybody. You know, but I can touch on this later on as well. Age is going to make a big difference. The millennials want something different than somebody my age, who's 45, wants as far as benefits are concerned. But you have to be able to give them flexible schedules. They have to have medical insurance that is affordable for them. It's very, very important for you to have that benefit package on top of just your salary to attract and retain the employees. And that is the most important thing, is to attract your employees. But once you get them there, you got to keep them there.
Let me add something to that. Let me tell you guys, I'm a professional recruiter. I find qualified. Right, I am. I've been doing it for 20 years in Jacksonville, and I'm at the top of the heap. All the other recruiters in Jacksonville, they come to me. I sit at the top of a big mountain. I grow a long white beard, and they say, Sensei, tell me how to recruit and find people. I find candidates that nobody can find, but the good thing is I have to get their attention quickly. Mm-hmm. So let's say, Collins, I'm talking to you as a recruiter, and you're an employee. And I say to you, one of the first things, like, you give me the job specs, you know, what you're looking for, the intangibles, all that other stuff. And then I turn it on you and say to you, with labor shortage the way it is right now, what are some of the key differentiators? How can I entice these qualified candidates to come to you? Before, you used to just post an ad and you get all these qualified candidates. Let me just pick one. The market has changed. And you, as an employer, have to have a key differentiator.
Yeah.
And benefits is one of the key things that the candidates I represent want information on.
Yeah. And that's called, you can have like a sheet that's right there in front of you that's called a total compensation, or what they call a hidden paycheck, where, again, I'll just use this for round figures. If you're making $50,000 a year, but your benefits and everything accounts to another $20,000, so technically you're getting $70,000. Now, Company B over here may pay you $55,000, but their benefits are only worth $5,000. So really, are you better off with the $50,000 job where your benefits are more enhanced, or are you better at the $55,000 where your benefits are not as much? I say it's A over B all the time. So that's what you have to be able to explain to them, is not only are you getting this salary, but here's the cost of the benefits that we provide for you as well.
This is outstanding. The hidden paycheck. I love that analogy. Yep. And I want any seekers that are out there, or even thinking about, you know, dipping your foot in the pool to see what's around, you have got to monetize or put a value to the benefits, mm-hmm. and add that to the salary, to the total compensation, because a hidden paycheck is exactly what that is. I'm going to use that.
Absolutely. Take it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it and run. All right. So I know you guys are the hungry go-getters out there in the market. There's a lot of prospects out there. But let me ask you this. People are frustrated. You know, they're picking up the phone and calling you. What are you hearing about from a frustration standpoint? What's going on?
Yeah, I'll take that one from the beginning. On the commercial side, we get people calling us, one, audits. You know, I specialize in manufacturing and construction, and things are booming right now. You look around Jacksonville, you see cranes everywhere, you see multifamily projects going up, you see trucks on the road, electrician, contractor, everybody's out there, right?
Jacksonville is booming. I remember mm-hmm. BTC. Do you guys remember BTC, what Jacksonville looked like?
Gosh, yes.
Before the town center? Right? Think about it. That was all cow pastures, everything. Yep. But you're right. Cranes, development, new roads, Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. The word's out. We're in the River City by the sea. We have, you know, we have a good labor pool. Jacksonville is really, really probably one of the fastest emerging cities. Even though it's an established city, it's great.
100%.
But the construction, that's all like booming. Please, go ahead.
Absolutely. So there's two things that drives. One, construction companies, manufacturers, any business that's looking to grow, they want to know, how do I scale and what's that going to cost me, right? When they're making the decision to grow and expand, whether they're going to acquire someone or they want to grow organically, whether that be hiring employees or trucks, we do a lot of prospecting, you know, seeing what that's going to cost, seeing how big what that's going to do to the balance sheet, because everybody's looking at overhead. You know, you want to keep that margin. You want to grow, but you also want to maintain that profitability of your company. So we're doing a lot of that right now.
Got it.
But along with that is audits, right? So any insurance, your premium is going to be rated off a certain rate per whatever your class code is. So to understand that and not just know your premium and say, oh my gosh, my insurance went up by 30% this year. And then on top of that, you get a $40,000 audit, that can knock the books. Right. If you're not expecting that, and that's not something that you're looking forward to or know is even coming, those are when we get calls and say, oh, my insurance broker didn't give me a heads up that I was getting that big audit. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. And so we get a lot of that coming in.
Right, right.
Yeah, and on our end, it's you know, you've got to be able to understand your benefits. I mean, I think that's a number one. People don't understand the difference between a PPO or an HMO or a high deductible healthcare plan. What's my HSA? I have no idea what's doing that. A lot of people are calling them up because their brokers aren't explaining to them what's the difference. All they're doing is looking at the bottom line saying this one costs $300 versus this one that costs $400. But yet the $300 plan may eventually cost you a heck of a lot more than the $400 plan. So it's understanding your benefits. I get a calls all the time saying, hey, I thought Mayo was in network for me, but it's not. And my broker never explained that to me. And those are simple, simple things that we can help solve for those employers.
As critical a thing as benefits are to people, you're right. People just go out and shop price and don't get a full understanding based on what their needs are as an individual or perhaps a family, what their needs are. There might be a better program for them.
Yeah, Pete, I read a statistic the other day that said 72% of 18 to 34-year-olds don't understand their benefits they're on. Just don't understand them at all. I mean, that's scary. That's scary. You're signing up and you're paying a monthly payment for benefits that you don't have a clue what they do.
Wow. Wow, it is incredible. That is staggering to me. Well, let me ask you this question. Right now, what are the top things people want? What are they looking for benefits?
Yeah, and I touched on this a little bit earlier. It all depends on your age. You know, you have those people that are 50 to 60 years old that are looking for 401k, you know, HSA accounts where I can save my money because they're looking in the future like they're going into retirement, right? People my age, I'm looking for good health care. I'm looking for good dental. I'm looking for good child health care as well. Then you get the people who are 20 to 30 years old. They're really looking for flexible schedules. They're looking for remote work. They're looking for pet insurance. They're kind of looking at this off-the-wall stuff that you and I never thought about when we were their age.
Right.
But it's fantastic. And the problem as an employer is you're trying to please all these different generations. So that's what you have to do is you have to understand your employees and then create a benefit package around that.
Yeah, I'll piggyback that, Collins. They want something interesting.
Yeah.
I'm working with a lot of construction clients now, and a lot of the new hires are coming in. Their number one question is, what am I going to be working on?
Mm-hmm.
They want to be working on the cool thing, using the new technology to scale it out, you know, working with mentors that they agree with and they identify with. And that's a hot topic right now, for sure.
They want to be highly engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned pet insurance a couple of times. You know, before some of the things, an operation for a pet, you know, a doctor comes back and says, yeah, we're going to have to do this operation. That was a death sentence.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Not to be morbid, but that's what we did in the 70s and early 80s.
Right.
That's what we unfortunately had to do with our dogs.
Yeah, we have to kiss Fluffy goodbye. He's going to the farm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, but thank God things have gotten better, but you were right.
Right, because nobody can afford this $1,500 or $5,000 or beyond. To take care of, you know, pet is like your family member, too.
I am seeing that a lot more now where companies are saying, hey, we would like to offer pet insurance because people are really treating their pets like their family.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's take a real quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
All right. Great commercial from somebody that I deeply respect. All right. You guys, you're listening right now. I have Collins Lanier. I have Cole Harrison, both benefits experts with Hardin right here in Jacksonville. And they're helping us understand benefits better, explaining some of the things and the changes that are occurring and what's important to folks right now, helping to educate employers and employees on benefits. So I'm really happy you guys are here. I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to talk about marahooch right now.
Oof.
Okay. Oh, well, look, marijuana right now, medical marijuana is legalized in 34 states and D.C. right now.
That's right.
And recreational marijuana is approved in usage in 10 states, including D.C. as well. But let's focus on the medical marijuana.
My man knows a lot about where it's legal, huh?
it deals with employment, so I need to keep up. How's medical marijuana impacting the benefits
that'll be more for a Cole question because okay. He does the commercial insurance.
Yeah, so it's great when Collins and I are both working with a client, right? I'll be on the commercial side, and Collins gave some great examples of the policies that he covers. And on my side, you're looking at general liability. You're looking at auto. You're looking at work comp. You're looking at cyber and kind of some of those policies. Medical marijuana is really coming into effect, especially with work comp, right? So it's a workers' comp is a federally required policy that is mandated by the state. So federally, it's still an illegal drug. You can't have it. And to where that comes into play is, you know, are you getting that workplace safety discount? Are you getting the drug-free discount? Is that something that you want, that percentage of discount on your policy? And if so, if you have people that you don't feel confident would test positive or negative for marijuana.
60% of the workforce. Go ahead, please.
Right. I mean, it is a real conversation piece, especially looking at construction and manufacturing clients. I mean, that is a large piece of who they're hiring. So you have to decide as a company, what does your employee handbook or what's your stance as a company as it relates to medical marijuana? And a lot of that comes in on Collins' side because he deals a lot with HR and employee benefits and policies. And we are regularly talking with clients about what's your stance? How do you feel about it? Are you going to drug test? When are you going to drug test? And then after that, how are you going to deal with it when it does come up if you are testing?
You know, these are some things like, you know, that people may just the impact they may take for granted. And they need an expert to coach them through, walk them through all the what ifs, what's happened, what's transpired. So it's good that you're on the forefront of it. You know, not, here's the wave here and you're catching the wave and riding it versus, you know, it already passed. And then I can't help my clients. So it's really good that you are an expert and you're able to help clients because it's impacting all of us.
Right? And it's huge. I mean, you think about some of the litigious people that are out there that if you mess up one time, if Cole and his commercial guys don't have you buttoned up, it can really cost you.
Right. You know, a lot of different things you can do to earn a living. I chose recruiting because I like to help people. I like to help companies when they're, you know, maybe they're having trouble finding the right talent fast enough, or they just can't find it. And I like to help people when they're looking for a job. You guys are helping people and companies. Yeah. It's a feel-good job. How'd you get into insurance?
Gosh, well, I was working with Hardin in a different role, similar to what you do now, and they kept on saying, "Come on over, man. You're going to love it over here. You'd be really good at it." And I was running an office, so I had to handle their benefits for a long, long time. So I kind of became an expert on the client side and just came over. I mean, it's been over 5 years now that I've been doing it. So really, really love it. Wish I'd done it many moons ago, but right. Really, really enjoying it. And I agree with you. Helping people out and helping people understand their benefits is massively important.
Yeah, it feels good. And, you know, like I say, your careers are a journey, not always a destination. But when you find the pocket, you're like, wow, this is good. How'd you get into it, Cole?
Yeah, great question. I actually came from the luxury pool construction industry. So I was working with homeowners and commercial properties to build swimming pools. But with that, there's several phases of construction going through that process. I also grew up in construction with my father owning his own construction business and saw the pros and cons of having good insurance, bad insurance, and, you know, seeing people take advantage of them and so forth. Really just had the conversation with Hardin. Never thought I'd get into insurance. Never, you know, always saw it as like a very financially minded industry. But I love it. It's something, like you said, you're helping clients, you're helping people, you see the impacts immediately, and it's something that is always changing, like the medical marijuana or pet insurance. It's something that is never stagnant, and there's always something new coming on the radar.
Yeah, and here comes my corny answer, but it's honestly true, is the people that I met when I was going through the process of talking to them, all A players. I mean, that's really what you're looking for, people that will stimulate conversation and really kind of push you to be a better person as well.
Outstanding. Collins and Cole, you guys have been great in the first half. Stick around. I got a few more questions to ask you. That music tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. Man, if you missed the first part of the show, shame on you. Set your alarms for a little bit earlier and get up and listen to the doggone show. But don't worry about it, because you can always listen to any one of my shows, because we put the podcast up tomorrow. We load them up at our website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. You go to the episodes tab and you can listen to all my past shows. But you know what? You've got to start setting the alarm early. You want to listen to it live a lot of times. We're taking calls and you get to call in and be part of the show. So get up early. Huh? a little earlier than you did. Today, my guests are Collins and Cole. Both of them are from Hardin, and they're talking all about insurance and educating us about benefits, specifically employer benefits and in the commercial sector and in different company sizes. We'll let you guys tell a little bit more about that. But I want to talk about technology. When I think about, you know, leveraging technology to enhance a customer experience or something, I'm always thinking about automation. But there have been so many advancements in technology for just about every industry. How is that impacting your industry, and how do you use technology in-house too?
Yeah, that's something that we talk about every single day, every quarter of the day. As you said in the beginning, I love that analogy. From an in-house perspective, like we talked earlier, the industries are booming right now, right? People are adding vehicles, they're adding employees, they're onboarding employees for employee benefits, they're adding people onto the work comp policies and so forth. For us, we have a proprietary system that we use at Hardin that allows up-to-date changes to be directly sent to my email inbox if a client of mine or a prospect of mine logs on to our portal and gives us any bit of information anywhere. And so that's huge. It's real-time updates, and it's real-time, so we can call them, say, hey, I just saw you logged into the portal. Did you buy a new truck, or did you hire a couple more employees, or you know whatever's going on? And I think that's been a real game changer to have that up-to-date time.
Oh, that's great that you have that, because it's not like I got to fill out a form, fax it over to you, you know, and or come into the office. And you can. Mm-hmm. It's all automated. The update goes through, you see it, and you're having a conversation.
Right.
Yeah, and we're similar on our end. We have systems that if you make a change, you have a life-changing event, you get married, you add your spouse to that, it can go from the carrier system right into our employee benefit system as well. We also have an HR system. So as you very well know, Pete, sometimes you get wacky questions that you need to have answered that not everybody's going to know the answer to. Here you can go and you have them give you the DOL answer and the layman's term answer. So sexual harassment, I mean, some people don't know how to approach that. You can actually go on this, get the actual answer, not something that you're thinking of or you heard on Oprah or whatever the situation is. It gives you the real answer and allows you to do that. We use technology all the time. I mean, it is constantly changing, as you mentioned, but it's something that we pride ourselves on as being on the cutting edge of technology all the time.
Okay.
Following up on that, Collins, that's a great point of how it relates to us and also with the client. Another big thing that our clients love is the platforms that we use for employee training of their employees.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you have somebody come on, they're brand new, right? There's open jobs everywhere. They don't know how to perform a certain job function in their role. So you can automatically send it to their phone, to their email. They can watch it while they're at Starbucks, and they're constantly getting updated and changed on their role, their job, any extra compliance things going on. And from a manufacturing construction standpoint, OSHA certifications, toolbox talks, safety trainings, all of those are so key to making an employee feel engaged and taken care of.
Yeah, and training courses like active shooter, I mean, stuff that you never want to think about.
Wow.
But you need to have that information there for you, and it can tell you, you know, who's taken those classes. Well, you know, if the three of us sitting around here, and Pete, you're the last one, like usual, to take the class, instead of contacting everybody and said who's taking the class, they can just go directly to you. So it's stuff like that where we can monitor who's taken the class, what, you know, what people haven't taken the class, things like that.
Yeah, technology's come a long way.
It's
love
crazy.
It. Yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy. Well, Collins Lanier, Lanier. Tell us a little bit more about your role, your contact information, how people can get more information, especially with what you deal with specifically at Hardin.
Yeah, and like I mentioned earlier, I'm on the employee benefit side. So your medical, your dental, your vision, your ancillary, your STD, long-term disability, short-term disability. You don't want to use acronyms. Those are really the things that I handle. But it's really kind of finding what my clients or what my prospects are really looking for. You know, are you looking to attract and retain employees? Are you just looking to get insurance because a government tells you that you're a large employer? Do you want to class people out? I mean, just so many different avenues that we can take. But the best way to reach us is to go to hardininsight.com, or you can reach us on the phone at 354-3785. That's the best way to reach out to us.
Great. And Cole Harrison, talk a little bit your bailiwick and what your specialty is at Hardin.
Yes, sir. I focus on construction and manufacturing, but also do several businesses outside of those two specializations, and I'm happy to help in any way that I can. I deal a lot with general liability, workers' compensation, commercial auto, talking about technology, cyber. You know, everybody's getting scammed and hacked and held at ransom, and that's a huge issue in this industry right now. But, yeah, just reaching out to our website. You'll find both of our pretty faces on there. And you can find us pretty quickly.
Don't laugh too loud.
That's how we're on radio.
Yeah, right. The faces for radio, right? That we always say.
Absolutely.
No, you guys are real handsome. God bless you both. All right. Listen, I really appreciate you guys. Collins and Cole from Hardin, I really appreciate you spending your Sunday mornings and helping me and the listeners learn more about employee benefits and you guys were great. Thank you for being on Hard Worker with Pete.
Appreciate
the job
it.
Guy.
Thanks for the coffee.
Thanks,
too.
Pete.
All right, guys. This next part of the show is always one of my favorites. This is where we get our leadership lessons from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is an executive leadership coach. He helps people and companies to be more effective and productive. Mainly what he does is he takes managers and helps managers to really become very effective leaders. And there's a big difference between a manager and a leader. With no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Today's topic is dealing with people who are indecisive. Have you ever worked for someone who was indecisive? What was that like? Overall, people who are indecisive tend to be nice people. How do I know that? Because indecisive people tend to be that way because they don't want to hurt other people's feelings. They don't want to say no to you, and they don't want to say no or yes to someone else. And they know that there are people out there who they don't even know that may be upset with their decision, and they just can't live with that. Another reason people are indecisive is because you may be the issue or the problem, and they can't confront you about it. They don't want to hurt your feelings because you don't have the right skills, or there may be a lack of trust in your ability to get the job done. Now, you may be wondering, Larry, how do you know so much about people who are indecisive? Well, there was a young indecisive manager many years ago who avoided making big decisions and little ones, and he annoyed many people along the way. And that young indecisive manager was me. Here's a small example. My son may ask, hey, Dad, can we go out to dinner tonight? I would say, that sounds okay. We'll see. 2 hours later, hey, Dad, are we going out to dinner? Maybe. It depends on when Mom gets home. Hey, Dad, are we going out to dinner? No, there's some leftovers that we need to finish. Here's the deal. The whole time, I knew that the answer was no, but I didn't want to disappoint my child. Also, I didn't know what my wife wanted to do, nor my other son. All these things come into my mind when I have to make a decision. The damage in not making a decision can be pretty deep. It erodes trust in you. It makes you seem incompetent, and it can ruin your reputation. But the focus today is how to deal with indecisive managers so that you can get what you need, and so that you can get an increase in confidence that that person is going to stick with their decision. I worked with one leader who was extremely indecisive. It impacted us because we got far less done because of it, and things took too long, and his reputation ended up tainting the whole organization. The reason I tell you this is because I don't want you to think that indecisive leaders only hurt themselves. So one thing I would do with this leader is to make it as easy as possible for him to be direct with me. I would do this by asking for his opinion on what could go wrong. I might ask, there must be something that I'm missing. Or, you meet with senior leaders all the time. What would they have to say about it? Then I would clearly say that I won't be upset by his response. As a matter of fact, I need it. A second tip is to get really good at listening for what words are used. Those indecisive words, they're hints for us. Let me give you some examples. If they say, you know, on the surface, this sounds like a good plan. Or, I generally agree with this approach and your decision. Or, this is definitely something we should consider. Let me ask you, what words might have given you a hint that there is some indecisiveness going on? Sounds was the first one. It sounds like a good plan. Generally was the second one. I generally agree. And consider was the third. This is something we should consider. When you hear these indecisive terms, take a moment to question it. Well, what do you mean by generally? What would it take to be completely in agreement? Again, get good at spotting indecisive language and ask what's behind it. After you've identified indecisiveness, it's time to collaborate with them so that they can make a decision. Help them identify the source of the indecisiveness and create some options. Okay, I hear that there are some competing priorities and there's a limited budget. You can ask, well, what would help you get more clarity around the situation? Another thing I would do is help them get clarity by seeing the big picture. I might ask, which options are best aligned with the company, the organization, or the team goals? Which options are best aligned with our values, our culture? Which will best serve our clients? And when you do this, you help them build their case so that when it comes time to disappoint someone, even you, they have a valid reason. Finally, when collaborating with an indecisive, it's important not to be overly pushy or show your frustration. At the end of the day, you may be hurt that you didn't get your way, but that is a far better option than the alternative. So what tips do you have when dealing with an indecisive person? Maybe you're indecisive yourself. Reach out to me at www.mendozaandobrien.com or connect with me on LinkedIn.
Coach Larry, I am so thankful that you are on this show. You legitimize everything. You are completely awesome. Guys, I highly recommend you reach out directly to Larry O'Brien. Link in with Larry O'Brien, but go to MendozaandO'Brien.com. Learn how you can engage Larry. He has a lot of information out there. He has leadership tips available right there on his website, too, to listen to. I highly recommend you link in and engage Larry O'Brien. He does his programs in both English and Spanish. All right, guys, you know I am Pete the Job Guy, but I'm also Pete Langlois. I'm right here in town. I've run a staffing agency. Just Google up Pete the Job Guy. If I can help you find qualified, if you need qualified talent, I can help you find it. Let me say that better, because I am a professional recruiter. It's not something that I'm trying out for a year or 2 years and I'm going to do something else. This is what I have done in Jacksonville successfully. I built, based right here in Jacksonville, I built a staffing agency to almost $120 million annual revenue, had a $9.6 million annual EBITDA. We built something special. I had 37 offices nationwide, 400 employees, but I've always stayed right here in Jacksonville, planted roots. I am Jacksonville-based. I'm not born and bred. I came down with the Navy. I am a veteran, and my company is veteran-owned. If I can help you find folks, I'm from Boston, but I came down here. The Navy brought me down in 1984. Yes, I am old, doggone it. Pete the Job Guy's a little bit old, but you know what? I got more juice in the tank than just about anybody. You don't believe me? Challenge me to anything, because I'm going to beat you at it, whatever it is, you know? And but you know what? Right now, we got to take a quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
What's up, Jacksonville? Angie here, president of Angie Staffing. If you're finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates, or your ads are letting you down, call me, Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. I have over 20 years of experience right here in Jacksonville. I can help with anything, accounting, finance, legal, even that one position that's impossible to fill. Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. We're bringing back the hustle.
Welcome back, hard workers. That's a great commercial, and I highly recommend that you call Angie Staffing, 904-703-8880. Angie Staffing. Now, some people probably saying, why is Pete the Job Guy a veteran-owned staffing firm, full-service staffing firm? That's what I do. I find jobs for people, very qualified people in very specific roles. I can find them. When other people just cannot find them, I'm telling you what, I can find them. But be ready to have a phone call. All you employers, when you're going to talk to me about filling a role, you're going to have to spend some time with me, because I'm going to ask you not just for a job description. That's insulting. Give me a job description, and I'll find you some candidates and send you some resumes. Call somebody else to do that. What I want, certainly I want the job description, but I want to know the intangibles, the type of folks you look for. I want to understand your corporate culture. I want to understand what is so great about your organization that it will help me to entice somebody from another organization. As you heard Collins and Cole talk about earlier in the show, the benefits that you offer to your prospective candidates can be a key differentiator for you folks. It really can be. But there's others, too, that you need to, you know, do you have some type of a flexible workforce? Is your company involved in the community? Candidates love to see that. Job candidates want to look at your social media. Are you thought leaders? Are you putting out information? I spend some time up front to really understand the company, the corporate culture, your goals, the types of people that you like, where you like to pull them from, where you like to stay away from. I'm going to spend some time with you. So you can always call me. You can always go to my website. Just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. Really easy. You got three choices. You go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. It's going to say, well, you can choose the radio show and learn more about the radio show and how to interact with me from the radio perspective. Perhaps you want to be a guest, or you need a shout out from Boston Danny, or you want to go look at my past episodes and listen to them, or you want to hear what Coach Larry had to say 6 weeks ago or every single week. I would recommend you do that. It's all there on the website. So you can choose radio show, or you can choose I'm looking for a job, or I need qualified candidates. You got three choices. Either you're a job seeker, or you're an employer that is looking for qualified candidates, or you want to learn more about the radio show or hear more about it. So you get three choices when you go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. And I highly recommend you do that. The other thing, now, you hear my commercial that's running here. That's Angie's Staffing. And you ask, you know, why is Pete also endorsing a rival company? Well, it's no rival. Angie is my wife. She is awesome. Angie Staffing, that's my wife. She is the president of it. That's a woman-owned business. And Angie, you know, she has different specializations than I do. Special, you know, not just industries, but vertical markets within the industry, like accounting and finance. Angie's the past president of the ASWA, easy for me to say, American Society for Women Accountants. She's immersed in the community. She's really, really specialized in accounting and finance for many years. So that's something that she does. But she's the president. She runs it. I think she's awesome. 904-703-8880. Angie's Staffing. Highly recommend it. All right, guys, this next part of the show is one of my fun favorites. This is where Boston Danny gives his Boston update. And if you listen to the show, which a lot of you do, I got a lot of people that kind of listen to it every week and listen to the podcast. Okay, this is the part of the show where you really, anybody can be a part of it. Let's say you have somebody that has a birthday, an anniversary, or something special that you just want to acknowledge somebody for. Go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, click on Contributors. You'll see Boston Danny right there, and you can fill out a little thing to get a shout out from Boston Danny. And he does it in a wicked piss away that only Boston Danny can. I'm telling you, it's great. The other thing he does is gives a Boston update. He tells us about the weather. He brags about his sports teams, his grandson, everything. I love his delivery. I love this guy, his morals, ethics. I love everything about Boston Danny. And with no further ado, let's get a Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hey, Jacksonville. Danny here with your Northern update. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm just glad I live in an area that we have in October. You know, it just gets so nice up around here after the Indian summer leaves and the heat breaks. You get some nice days, you know, pretty much 60, 65 degrees during the day, nice and warm, great working weather for us hard workers. Gets a little chillier at night. I haven't had to put the heat on yet, but I'm anticipating it happening. But it's just perfect. No heat, no air conditioning. It's just a perfect thing. Put the windows open and you sleep good. I know you folks just went through that 90-degree weather again and the horrible heat wave stuff. And, you know, I feel for you. You know, I've been down there now. I get a little taste of it. So I know a little bit of what you're going through. But it's nice to be up here where the trees change colors and the seasons change. And, you know, we get ready for the Alberta Clipper to come down and freeze us out. We just had our first nor'easter of the season. That's a few people don't know. It's like a three-day storm. High winds, a lot of rain. I think we got a total of like almost 6 inches over the course of 3 days. So, you know, they say, you know, when the cold wind come down, that moisture, that I forget what this what it is. An inch of rain equals a half a foot of snow. So you do the math and figure out what it's like on Monday when you come in after a weekend of a nor'easter. But it's all good. It's all weather. We're all here with it. And, you know, we got our sports teams going. We got the Patriots off to one of their best starts. You know, they're all steamrolling. Jacksonville, the Jags, you guys, they're my, you know, adopted team now, too. I'll watch a game of that when things are going all right. And I'm rooting for you guys, believe me. And, of course, you know, with the baseball, you know, I love that. You know, I got Tampa Bay. They're my horse in the race. So hopefully we can, you know, keep going with all that. And the Bruins, enough said. Those kids, they got it all together. They've had their best start we've had in 18 years. So hopefully, you know, we're back in the Stanley Cup. We were disappointed last year, but maybe this year we'll get the Lord Stanley Trophy, you know, paraded down Boylston Street with the duck boats. Just have a good time for ourselves. So, like I said, you guys, I love your shout-outs. Get them in. I got a good one for you, this one. But, of course, I got my birthday. So I'd like to wish a wicked pisser birthday to Mark McCombs, Heather King, Paula Brunt, Chris Plantridge. You know what I say, folks. It comes once a year. If anyone's going to do anything nice for you, it might as well be yourself. So take advantage of it. Make those birthday wishes, and you know they're going to come through for you. So I got a happy anniversary. I got one. This is a good one, Pete. You're going to love it. It's from Bingo Billy. He wants to wish his wife a happy 16th anniversary, and he also wants her to know that he loves her as much as the day he married her, each time. You know, folks, we have a saying, Florida, not like the rest of us. So there it is right there, guys. I enjoy it. I love your state. It's my second favorite place to be. But you know I'm up here in New England, and I'm never leaving. I'll visit you, but I'm never coming down to stay. So, Peter, enjoy your Sunday. I'll be visiting you soon. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, enjoy your Sunday, and I'll be back to you next week. Have fun.
All right, Boston Danny. Oh, I love it. Somebody named Bingo Billy has an anniversary. I love it. You keep them coming. Always go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. And Boston Danny is happy to do a shout-out for you. And it's a great part of the show, and I'm proud to have Boston Danny and Coach Larry O'Brien as my weekly contributors. Guys, if you missed the first part of the show, man, from Harden, we had Collins Lanier and Cole Harrison. They're both employment benefits experts, and boy, did they give us a lot of information. And if you missed it, that's something that you're going to want to listen to, I'm telling you. So go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and click on radio show. You'll see it right there, and then you can hit episodes. Now, tomorrow, Monday afternoon, I'll probably get the podcast loaded in its entirety, so you can go back and listen to it, and you'll get educated. You'll learn something. I really want to thank both Cole and Collins for sitting with us here this Sunday morning. Oh, hard workers, that music tells us we're coming to the end. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.